What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 188 of Strong the Iron Will Way. Many of you guys have probably heard me mention Zig Ziglar. Zig's one of my favorite motivational guys, and was listening to some Zig Ziglar stuff the other day, and I heard a story that I've heard him tell before, and I love this story, and there's quite a few lessons that are applicable to us from this story, so I'm going to retell it, my version. Will not be as accurate or entertaining as Zig's, but we'll get the point across. But he tells the story of a guy whose son was born, and shortly thereafter, I'm not exactly sure how old the boy was, but they could see that he was having some difficulty walking and things of that nature. And this was quite some time ago, probably 50 years ago. So, you know, technology and medicine were much different. The understanding of disease was much different. So they brought the boy to a doctor. The doctor came back and the prognosis was pretty grim. And he says, your son has this very serious disease. It's very unlikely he's going to live a normal life. I would strongly suggest that you put him in a home because he'll be a huge burden to you and your wife, and he's never going to get better. The man kind of couldn't believe this was what was being suggested and sought out a second opinion. He found an expert in the field of which of the disease which the child had, and this other expert said, in not so many words, the same thing. The man and his wife refused to take this advice. They were certainly not going to give up their son to a home just because he wasn't going to live a normal life and he was going to be a lot of work. They were perfectly comfortable doing whatever was necessary for their son. They just needed to know what. So they continued to ask around until finally they found somebody who would understand their point of view, and he said, listen, I completely understand and I would do the same thing. You can help your son. What he has can be not reversed and it will not go away, but there are things you can do to make him live pretty close to a normal life. So the man, his wife said, well, we're all ears, let's hear it. He said, it's going to take extreme discipline and work on both your part and the part of your son. This disease makes it so difficult for him to move physically through the world that he's going to require almost superhuman effort in the gym and with flexibility work, strengthening work, etc., that it will be really, really hard. You're going to have to put him through very, very difficult workouts, and that'll be very hard for you and for him, and probably harder for you. He's going to have to wear these braces on his legs at night that are extremely painful. He will not want to wear, but you have to make him wear them. So the man and his wife really didn't consider it for 2 seconds. They said, of course we'll do it. And this had to be years. And the doctor stressed, the hardest part is going to be that after all of this hard work and pain, you will not see much progress. The progress will come very slow, but the progress will only come after long periods of time where there's no progress. So they went on and began the physical training, and it was extremely hard, and they would admit the hardest part was when bedtime would come and their son would look at them and say, please not tonight, you know, please can I not wear the braces tonight? And they said, I'm sorry, you have to wear them. So imagine the pain of those parents having to put their child through this pain, which they knew was ultimately what he needed and was better for him, but caused him pain in the shoulder. short term, and I would bet that the kid couldn't understand that.
Right.
So there's a lesson right there, I think, in obviously for our children, or our, even our relationships, but also ourselves. Think about the kind of short-term pain we have to put ourselves through for long-term gain, and how difficult that is, and how we have to kind of talk ourselves through that, right? I talk about this a lot, whether when it's that, you know, I think the, let's look at the squat, for example. For me, the squat itself is not hard. What's hard is that second beforehand when you have to drop down and start, right? You unrack the weight, you're standing there with it on your back. The hardest part is telling your body, go down. Because your body then, because you know what's coming next, you got to get back up. Now I find once I start going down, the getting up part is actually easy. My body kind of takes over, but convincing my brain to unrack the weight and go down is a hard part. And I think this is a huge lesson, right? So this family had to go through this kind of agony, mentally, emotionally, putting their kid through this physical strain to get him where he could be strong enough to walk and live normally. They hired a trainer who was a bodybuilder, which I thought was awesome, and he came in to help the child too, because the physical part was actually beyond the realm of what this family could do. They needed professional help. And the bodybuilder would say he too had a hard time pushing the kid through the workouts, but for the bodybuilder, he knew that's what he had to do, you know, pushing through the kind of misery to get to the goal, something that he was familiar with, so he was able to kind of impart that wisdom on the child so the child could understand more what was happening. So fast forward some years later, and this kid is a pretty fucking awesome guy. He's got his, it all worked. He's stronger. He's not functioning like in quotes normal person, but he's doing extraordinary things. He's run a 5K, I believe, at the point of Zig's speaking. He was training for a marathon, maybe run a marathon. He had a wife, a child of his own. He was a leading salesman at a company. I mean, he just had a great life. Awesome guy, mentally strong as you can imagine, which obviously served him well in his career and life in general. And probably I could go so far as to say he's going to depart that wisdom and mental emotional strength onto his children, right? So this is going to be a generational. It's called the butterfly effect, right? Whatever what he learned is going to kind of amplify throughout his child, probably his child's child, and so forth. So the interesting part, so lesson number one, I think, was that the ability to put yourself through the difficulty to get to the other side, right? To see the reward that might be, you know, 10 years down the road, and to also keep going through the pain and through the suffering when you don't see the results, because you just have to trust the process. I think that was probably the hardest part, physically, for them, is doing all this shit, not seeing anything, and then waiting and waiting and waiting and finally having it show up. That is life, that is business, that is training, that's everything. The second takeaway for me was that Zig talked about, upon thinking about the story, he would think, God, this poor kid, right? What a raw deal. Just imagine, what if that kid didn't have that? This poor guy, what if he didn't have that? What if he's such an amazing guy? What if he didn't have this disease? What if he was just like everybody else? Just think what he could have become then. If he could run marathons or train for marathons with his disability, what could he have done without that? Maybe he'd be a world record holder. You know, if he could get to this point in his company with his disability, what would he have been without that? And then he thought about it some more and he said, you know what? In all honesty, he probably wouldn't have been any of those things. Perhaps he is who he is because of the disability. Because of the mental fortitude and emotional strength and the toughness that this guy developed from having to battle this thing, that gave him the drive to train for that 5K, that marathon, gave him the strength and the work ethic to win that position in his company. You know, maybe he would be much more lackadaisical had everything come been handed to him normally. So in fact, this guy's struggle is probably his greatest strength. And this is something that we see very, very often. Very often when you talk to someone who's extremely successful at anything, if we look at athletics, business, you know, again, general life, a lot of times they've come through some adversity early on, and that gave them the skills that they parlay later into success, okay? A life of comfort doesn't often lead to the development of life skills, okay? A lot of times the most successful people come from rough beginnings, humble beginnings. A lot of times it sounds made up because it's so dramatic, but it's not. Bedros calls it the immigrant edge. He thinks that coming from another country in really poor circumstances gave him the edge in business because he is tenacious and he always recognizes what it's like to not have anything and to come from the bottom, and is so afraid of being there again and so aware of what that life is like that he works so hard to not be in that situation. You know, he will acknowledge that he works harder than everybody else because he's so determined to provide a better life for his family, for himself, than he grew up with. So I think those are two important lessons. So oftentimes when we get down on our own circumstances and think about how much better things would be, could have been if they were different for us, if we started out in different circumstances, whether that's our physical situation, if we were taller, if we were skinnier, if we were bigger, if we were brought up in a wealthier family, if we were brought up in a different part of the town, different part of the country, different family, different parents, different school, whatever it is, it's easy to go down that road. But what if we flip that and take all the things that we're viewing as negatives, all the challenges that we faced growing up or even as adults, and kind of flip that and to say, hey, what were the positives that came out of that? Look at what I turned into because of that. And where would I be without that? You know, because I would be willing to bet a lot of your strengths come from having to have gone through that challenge and that struggle. And I would embrace those and celebrate those rather than kind of argue against the struggle. So that would be my thought for the day, is appreciate the struggle that got you where you are rather than kind of be bitter about the hand you were dealt. All right, guys, that's it. I'm at the gym now, and see you later.